We start, though, with President Biden's speech calling out MAGA Republicans. With us is Stephen Farnsworth, professor of political science at the University of Mary Washington in Virginia. He focuses, by the way, on mass media and the presidency. Thanks for being with us. So how would you characterize Mr. Biden's speech yesterday? I've heard many different descriptions of it, some favorable, some, as one can imagine, not so favorable. But how do you think the history books are going to record this one?
Well, I think we're in a special moment in American politics. And so Biden really was looking at a real need, in his view, to come up with something very, very clear and definitive about where we are in this country. I mean, in the January 6th insurrection, the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol was the first case where the peaceful transfer of power from one president to the next was basically thwarted for several hours. That process also, to this day, is a key area of dispute between folks on the Biden side of the politics and the way he called them MAGA Republicans. I think one of the things that Biden did was very effective was to make clear that this isn't an attack on all Republicans. It's an attack on Republicans who are basically acolytes of Donald Trump, who will believe that the election was stolen even when it wasn't, who will believe whatever Donald Trump says, including that there's no big deal with respect to the information found at Mar-a-Lago.
You know, one of the complaints from some on the right is that the portion of his speech was unprecedented in that he directly called who is right now the front runner of the Republican nomination for president in 2024 a threat to American democracy, calling him out and his close-knit supporters by name. How unprecedented was that? And of course, I understand we are talking about politics where hyperbole rules the day.
Well, of course, it's unprecedented, but the situation that led up to it is also unprecedented. You know, when can we find in American history a president leaving office trying to use every means, legal and illegal, to stay in power? When can we find an American president who builds the energy and enthusiasm for a mob that he is about to set loose on the U.S. Capitol? I think that Biden would, if he had his preferences, would prefer to work with Mitch McConnell's of this world. But the reality is that Donald Trump is the threat that he sees and he wants to identify. That is unprecedented on both sides.
So when this speech was being crafted, who do you think they thought the president's advisors, who did they think the audience was?
I think what they're trying to do is create a wedge on the Republican side above all. You know, are you a Republican who believes that the election was stolen? Are you a Republican who is willing to believe that national security matters don't matter when you're thinking about all the cavalier and dangerous ways that America's top secrets were handled at Mar-a-Lago? I think that over and over again, if you look at that speech with respect to when the president was talking about Republicans, he was trying to create a sense of the Republicans maybe that he knew when he was in the Senate, the Republicans that he used to work with, and trying to just create a distinction between those more traditional Republicans, conservatives, yes, but not necessarily Trump conservatives, and the Trump supporters.
All right. Thank you so much. Stephen Farnsworth, professor of political science at the University of Mary Washington in Virginia. He focuses on mass media and the presidency.